That's all the good thing. Our house was happy too.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't afford to buy a house in this thing.
Start your day. We're in Northwest London. Friday, 11th. Sorry, Friday, 22nd of October, 16th of Cheshvan. Rabbi Yonatan Tawil, Shalom Aleichem, welcoming the angels. This week's show has been sponsored by Fanny Varshavsky and Nishmas, Reb Chaim Ben Reb Dov, Zichron Levracha. On the 6th Yad of Reb Chaim Varshavsky, Zichron Levracha, whose Yad Tov was last Sunday.
Morning, Shalom Aleichem. We're going to be discussing Shalom Aleichem, a little bit of Shalom Aleichem in just a few hours around the world. Baruch Hashem, Yidden from all over the place are going to get together. We're going to come home, we're going to be singing Shalom Aleichem. And this Shabbat, as you know, it's even more impactful because of the Shabbat project. So people that perhaps were never singing Shalom Aleichem, perhaps this Shabbat, are going to also start to sing Shalom Aleichem. And it's very interesting because we're used to it. And sometimes we get used to things and we don't necessarily know where their background is from. And today we're going to go into a little bit of the background of Shalom Aleichem. And we're going to look a little bit of the connection between Shalom Aleichem and this week's parsha. So we know that this week is a fascinating parsha. This is the one of the big tests of Avraham Avinu. This is where Avraham shines through. Vayera elav Hashem, Hashem appears to Avraham. And Avraham is, after his Brit Milah, he's on the third day of his Brit Milah, he's going through a lot of pain. And the Pasuk expresses, Vayisa ena vayar, he uplifts his eyes and he sees, Vihine, and behold. Whenever the Torah uses Vihine, Hine is something new, it's something special. What wasn't there necessarily before? Shalosha Anashim, there are three people that are standing in front of him. Vayar, Vayarat Likratam, he runs to meet them, Petach Oel, and he bows down. And he says, Hashem, Imna Matzat Yechem Beinecha, Hashem Adonai, over here, Hashem can be my master. Please don't pass. And these three people, eventually they come in, and he offers them food and drink like he would as a good host. And Chazal learned a lot of things over here. Firstly, Abraham Avinu offers them a little bit. Vaikha pat lechem. I'm going to give you a little bit of bread. Come in. Vesa'adu li bechem. Enjoy the bread, and then you can continue on his way. But what did Abraham Avinu end up giving him? He ended up giving them the best of the best. He comes in to his wife, Vayamahe Avram Oela Esar Vayamahari, hurry up. Very interesting. Why is he, what's the rush? You're in the third day of your Brit Milah. It's very difficult for you. Already, it's incredible that you decided to look up and you wanted guests, and he's running to move towards them, he's bringing them in, and then he's telling his wife, get on with it, hurry up, Mahari. Let's make. And what are we going to make? A massive amount of cakes, massive amount of bread, of matzah, whatever it was at the time. And then Avraham runs to the bakar, he goes by himself, he's running, he's running, it's all running. And he brings, Vaikach ben bakar, normally when you have guests at the last minute, you can bring something from the freezer. Take something out of the fridge, with a bit of leftovers, mix it a little bit here, there. Okay, I wasn't expecting you. You're happy, you're in the middle of the desert, take whatever I can get. No, Vela Bakar Ratz Avram. Avram runs to the Bakar, and he takes Rach Vatov, something which is beautiful and tender, and he gives it to the Nar. You've got Yishmael, you've got Eliezer, everybody's taking participation, there's Chinuch going on, Chazal tell us over there. Vayamahel Asoto, and he does it again, Vayamahel, it's quick. Everything is quick over here. And then he brings and he gives them to eat, etc. And then they give him the besorah. First thing to note is Avraham is potur from all mitzvot. He's a chole. He's after the Brit Milah. Person is after a certain operation, especially a person gets the special attention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need to do these mitzvot. Nobody's expecting you to do anything. Nevertheless, he's going up. Second thing to note is he's doing it fast. Third thing to notice, Sarah is participating. The kids are participating. There's a whole ganzer thing going on over there. And there are three people that are come, three seemingly people that come to visit Avraham. Why is Avraham hurrying so much? What's the hurry? So, I heard the vort in the name of the Chatan Sofer. You know, when you get somebody coming to the synagogue, imagine someone comes to the shul, and he's very poor, very miskin, and he comes and he starts banging on the bima, and they say, okay, here is a list of tzarot, lo aleinu, miskin, his wife is in hospital, he's going through difficult moments, he's got a mortgage, he's got, and he starts to list everything. And you're there, and Baruch Hashem, you've got a nice full pocket, and you think, okay, this guy, he deserves £100. He finishes, the guy starts to go around collecting. As he's going around, he gets, you're over there, he's over here, he comes to the villa, you start thinking, the guy would be happy with £50. £50 is also a big amount. Here's £50, it'll make him happy, he'll still be okay with £50. The guy continues walking, he's got the £50, he says, I've also got a £20 note over here. No, if he's like £5, £10, £20 will also be happy. By the time the person gets to you, chavod, here, £5. It's changed from £100 to £5. Makara. The Yetzer Hara comes and the Yetzer Hara attacks. When you're going to do something good, al tachmitzena. Don't let it become chametz, we say. Right? Get on with it. Zrizim magdim le mitzvot. A person has a good thought, you understand something, get on, move. So Abraham is saying, vaymaher. Let's go, Sarah, maher. First time she hears, let's go. He's going to do the mitzvah. He's going, and he's doing it very, very fast. So, Rabotai, this understanding of these malachim is very important. There are three malachim. Three malachim, three anashim, shlosha anashim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent one person to come and to visit Avraham Avinu. We know that the son was out there. Hashem didn't want to trouble Avraham, but he still wanted. Midrash says he sent out Eliezer. Eliezer said, there's no one here. And he says, this is these servants, they don't understand anything. I've got to do it myself. And he went and he did it. Shlosha anashim. And Rashi says, Echad levaser et Sarah. One was sent to mevaser et Sarah, to tell Sarah about that she's going to have a child. Echad lehafoch et Sodom. The other one was sent to destroy Sodom. Echad lerapot et Abraham. Three malachim. One to let Avraham know and Sarah know about they're going to have a child. One to destroy Sodom, one to heal Avraham. She'en malach echad oseh bet shlicho. One malach, one angel doesn't do two different shlicho. And he comes and he proves it over here, and he says, who are the malachim? Who are these malachim? Michael is coming to give the besorah tova to Sarah. Who's coming to destroy Sodom and Amorah? Gabriel. And who's coming to heal Avraham? Raphael. Three malachim are coming. You know, they say a story of Shlomo Kruger was invited once. He was in town, and there was a Brit Milah that was going to happen. And at the same time, unfortunately, the baby's father was very, very ill. And he was about to pass away. It looked like he was about to pass away. The doctors had given up. And the city's custom was to wait for the father to pass. And once the father passed, then we can give the name of the son. Obviously different minhagim, different communities, the name after. So they wanted to wait. So Rav Shlomo ignored this custom. And he said, Brit Milah needs to happen immediately. The Brit Milah happened immediately. They named him whatever they named him. And shortly after, the father miraculously had a refuah. Refuah shelema. He started to get better. This is the bracha of the tzaddik. He told us to do this. This is very special. How did you know? What's going on? So he said to them, I learned it from this week's parsha. On the parsha Vayera. So how do you learn it from the parsha? He said, look. Three angels were sent to Avraham Avinu. And the angel Raphael who was sent to Avraham Avinu, two angels were sent to Lot. One to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and one to heal Lot, to bring him out, to save him. It's actually a machloka, by the way. Rashi seems to say it's Raphael, the Gemara seems to say it's Michael. That's for another time. The one Baba Metzia, I believe it's Pei Bav. So, Raphael goes on to come and he heals Lot. He said, he comes to heal Avraham, and then Raphael continues to save Lot, to save his entire life. Now, do you think, Lot really merited, he had a great zechut? He didn't have the zechut. The Hashem sent the malach to Avraham, and on his way, because he's here now, he's here, okay, now we can send him, now that he's in the Olam Hazeh, now he's coming over here, he sent him over there to get to make Lot better. Kach kam hayakan, he says, the same thing over here. We made the Brit Milah, Raphael comes, the Shechina's there, Raphael comes to merape at the Chole, while he's here, he can merape at the father as well. Kach ma'aseh shaya. So three people come, three angels. And each one.
Is it the Malach Raphael that comes to a bris?
There's obviously Eliyahu Navi, but here it's implying that Raphael comes to heal. Yes, there's a healing. Wherever the Shechina is, there's certain healing. I'm going to get to this. I'm going to build up on this idea in a moment. So, we rarely find in the Torah a clear focus on Malachim. The Torah mentions Malach here and Malach there and Malach there, Malach Agolati, and you have in Tehillim ki Malach Yitzhak, right? You have in the Torah, you have the angel that was standing there in Gan Eden. You have in last week's parsha, Hagar is Hakadosh Baruch Hu appears to Hagar and speaks to her, Be'er Lachayiroi, Malach after Malach after many Malachim, and Chazal explained Hagar was able to see Malachim because. Each time there's a different Malach, right? Hagar was able to see Malach because she grew up in the house of Abraham, or she grew over there, so to speak, as part of Abraham's family. But we rarely find three Malachim together. I don't know of any other place where we find clearly that, even though here it's mentioned Anoshim and it's translated as Malachim, we understand that it's Malachim. Rarely find, it's very interesting. And so it got me thinking. Tonight, we're also going to be saying Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Malachei Elyon, different geirsas. We're going to welcome in the Malachim. We're going to say Boachem, come. We're going to say, if you say the full Lashon, Baruchuni, bless me, B'shivtechem, sit, rest, and B'teitchem, on your way. That's what we're going to be saying if you say the full Lashon. Some people don't say Baruchuni, some people don't say B'teitchem. Full Lashon is all five stanzas. Where's the minhag from? Where's it emanate from? So the Gemara says, the Gemara Shabbat Kuf Yutet, this is the famous Gemara, the famous Makor seems to be of this minhag, writes that everybody, when we come home from shul tonight, when you come home, you're accompanied by Malachim, you're accompanied by two angels. And one of them is the good one, is on your right side, and one of them is the bad one, he's on your left side. And you come in, and you see, if the Gemara says, person has there the Shulchan Aruch, the late table, and you've got the lights, and you've got the food, and you've got even the mitah is made, the bed is made, everything is nice and mesudar. The good angel says, wow, should be like this every week. And the bad angel has to say, Amen. If, says the Gemara, Chas v'Shalom, the opposite, goes the opposite way around. We're not going into that Gemara now, but the Gemara clearly says that a person is accompanied by Malachim. When you come home, you're accompanied by these Malachim, by these angels. And therefore, perhaps, that is the idea, what we're saying, Shalom Aleichem, we're welcoming these angels into the house. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Asharei, Malachi Eliyahu. We're welcoming them. Another reason is that on Erev Shabbat, there's a lot of, the Satan is coming, especially, to make a bit of a fire. Al tevaru esh b'chol moshvetechem b'yom ha-shabbat. Al tevaru esh, right? It says, esh, esh ha-machloket. There's a lot of things going on. Famous Torah, mayor, coming to town. It pushes off. So, in order, we bring the malachim, perhaps, as backup. To enter, to calm things down. Shalom Aleichem, we've got malachim around, you know? Everything, kids should be relaxed, the wife should be, everything should be a bit more relaxed. So, Rav Tzadok, in Tzadok HaKohen in Pri Tzadik, Parshat Noach, He doesn't like this idea. Doesn't like this proof. Doesn't like this. Bring this Gemara. It says we have Malachim. We've got a good angel. We've got a bad angel. So why are you saying Shalom Aleichem to bad angels? Why should you say Shalom Aleichem to a bad angel? A bad angel. So Minhag of the Chatam Sofer was not to say Shalom Aleichem. And in fact, as one of the proofs, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you read, Kishiyikanes lebet in Simon Gimel Sif Aleph, about the Bet HaKiseh, a person going to the toilet, person after, we know we're blessed to have a special bracha of Asher Yatzah, a person goes to the toilet afterwards, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osei Niflaot Levado, Sheyatzah Et HaAdam B'Chochma, Varav Lekavim Lekavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates such a great wonder as the body. We go into the bathroom, we come out, and we make a bracha. Kesheyikanes lebet hakisei, says the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Gemara from Brachot, when a person goes into the toilet, yoma hitkabedu mechubadim. The person should say, basically, should look towards the angels that are around him and say, guys, going to go in over here, you have your respect over here, wait for me over here. Different Lashonot in the Gemara, but he's addressing the angels. Before he goes into the toilet, your Malachim stay over here, I'm going inside, I'm going to come out. Then afterwards he makes an Asher Yatzah. That's what the Gemara. V'achshav says the Shulchan Aruch, lo nahagu lamro. Nowadays we don't say it. Anyone here say it? Nobody says it. V'achshav lo nahagu lamro. We don't say it, kabadu. It's a Gemara. But why don't we say it? Why do we not say it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, why don't we say it? Not because it's the angels don't exist anymore. I would have said, okay, maybe it's this. Ki ein anu muchzakim liyirei shamayim. We're not muchzakim, we're not established as yirei shamayim. Shemalachim melavin otanu. We don't expect that the angels are accompanying us. Shenevakesh yamtinu aleinu ad shedei tzeh. That we're going to tell them, guys, wait for us while we go in and we're going to come out. And therefore, Chafam Sofer and others say, we're not accompanied by these malachim necessarily now. We might be accompanied, but we're not necessarily the Yirei Shamayim that is expected over here. But therefore, we don't say it. So Rav Vozna and Shevet HaLevi, Aleph Simon Reish Hei, he defends the Minhag. And he says, every day, we come Shaharit, you just prayed Shaharit. And sometimes we're on a bit of a rote, praying fast. And before we know it, we finish the Amidah, we're taking 3 steps back. Say Shalom B'Mirumah, Rechana Shalom Aleinu, Kol HaMei Yisrael V'Meru, Amen. Right? Good. Hashem, who are you saying V'Meru to? Who's V'Meru? I say Shalom B'Mirumah, who are you saying V'Meru? Who's? You bang to the left, you bang to the right. V'Meru, who's saying Amen? So, the Magen Avraham in Siman Samach Hei cites the Matan Moshe that when we finish the search Shemona Esrei, we say Yosei Shalom, we say Bimru Amen, and we say it to the Malachim that are accompanying us. We have Malachim. So it seems to be that you have got Malachim that are accompanying you. We need to form a Forsha Pasuk, Malachav Yisav Elav Lishmocha Bechod Derechecha, Hashem Yishmoch Tzeitcha Vecha Me'atav Adonam. By the way, it's very important. We have Malachim. It's very important that we have Malachim. Malachim accompany us. But the Malachim are sent from Hashem. And we know when it comes to davening, a person shouldn't daven to any Malach, shouldn't be, right? Saying Brich Shemei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we just go to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Pasuk said, Ki Malach Avitzav Elach Lishmocha Bechol Derechecha, Hashem Yishmoch Et Chavecha Me'at Avadu. It's Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So, this is, and therefore, says, it could be that you have Malachim, and Elachanami, we don't say when you come out of the toilet, we don't say the words of Hitkabdu Mechubadim, but on Shabbat, which is his holier time, it's a special time. At that time, you can relate to the Malachim. That's when the Malachim are around, and you can definitely feel it. Why do we say when you come in? We say Shalom Aleichem 3 times. Shalom Aleichem, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. How many times do you want to say it? You said it already. Once is enough. 3 times? Why do we have to say it 3 times? So, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Friedman of Rakov, the Likutei Ma'ariach, He cites that in Chelek Bet, he says, you know, the Abu Dam says on Motzei Shabbat, a person should say Eliyahu Hanavi three times. Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Hanavi. So you see this idea of three times. And again, it's a malach, right? It's, okay. We know three times comes many times. We have to do things three times. Kiddush Levana, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. The Gemara, the Mishnah talks about when it comes to the Omer, bringing the Omer, it says that they used to, in the Beit HaMikdash, it said, tell me, is the sun set? And they said, yes, as the sun set, and they said, yes, and said, as the sun set, yes. And then it continues, shall I cut this? Well, this sickle, yes, shall I cut this one three times? And shall I place the gathered sheaves in this basket, etc., three times? Three times is a chazakah. And it comes, lechazek et ha'inyan. It comes to strengthen the thing. Especially at a time when there might be a sofet that it shouldn't be so strong, that's when you need to definitely make sure that you're doing something three times. You know, when we say Hatarat Nedarim, a person comes, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Yom Kippur, person goes to the base din, the base din says, Mutarim Lecha, Mutarim Lecha, Mutarim Lecha, Mutarim Lecha, Mutarim Lecha, Mutarim Lecha, three times again. Why? Because whole Hatarat Nedarim, especially by the base din, is not clearly written in the Torah. Right, keep alim imcha hashem dava. It says the person, what are you going to do? You bring it to the father, you bring it, where's the base din? It's not so simple. And therefore, lechazek et ha'inyan, the person said it three times. The same thing over here when it comes to shalom aleichem, we want to strengthen the aspect of this minhag. Now, mentioned the pre-tzaddik before. The pre-tzaddik said he wasn't very happy, and he offers a fascinating idea as to why we say shalom aleichem. Wasn't happy with the Gemara in Shabbat. It's the idea that you're bringing one malach and another malach. And he says the following: "Bnei b'chol maalei shabtah amrim shalom aleichem malachei asharit." V'lichora, he said, "Lichora it's miyusad on the Gemara in Shabbat Kuf Yutet that we mentioned." And he says to bring another Gemara. The other Gemara in Chagiga says like this: Chagiga Yud Dalet on the bed. It's talking about Kishadoshu Maase Merkava. There were certain Rabbonim, they were walking, and they were Dorish to Maase Merkava, the spiritual realms, the holy chariot. Vahayu Malachei Asharet mitkabetzin va'in lishmo kebei Adam shemitkabetzin v'ban lirot b'mzutei chaton b'kala. When they started talking, the rabbis, about the Maase Merkava, it was a very holy time, the Gemara brings down, there was fire, there was... The Malachei Hashoret would come, and they would attach themselves to these Chachomim that were speaking about the Maase Merkava, like a person, when you go to a wedding, everybody wants to be in the inner circle, and you're coming in to be with the Chatan, you want to be there, and you want to attach yourself, like basically, you got like bees to honey, you want to get there, you want to... like a magnet. Umaase Merkava hem devarim shekise atik yomin. It's Maase Merkava is a very ancient, it's obviously very, very holy. Ubeshabbat sheyesh hitgalut atika kamo shekatu bezor hakadosh. And on Shabbos, there's a special hitgalut, there's a special infusion of ruchniyot. Baim lemalachei asharet varmim lahem shalom aleichem. You know why you're saying Shalom Aleichem tonight? It's because Shabbat is so holy. It's so powerful. The Malachei Asharet are like a magnet. They're coming in. It's like the Maase Merkava. It's the special time when the Malachei Asharet are coming. They're zooming into your home. They're coming. They're excited. And therefore, says the Pri Tzadik, that we take and we say, V'omrim lahem, we say to them, Shalom Aleichem, Barachem leshalom, Baruchuni leshalom, V'acha kach, Lehasauda, shehi zman yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And afterwards, what do we say? Bye bye. That's nice. We either come in, we welcome them, and within a minute later, we say, get lost. You know, bye bye. What kind of a hachnasat orchim is that? So now we understand. Says the Peter. He says because now we said welcome. You're welcome. You can feel the kedusha. You're jumping into a house. The Shabbat is here. Give us a bracha. Of course, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we start with Shalom, Shalom is Hashem's name, right? Baruchuni Shalom Baruch Hu, okay, fine. And then, Petzeitchem, why? Because now it's my time with Hashem. My family, my Seuda, it's like when we say in Shemini Atzeret, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a special, you know, Chag, it's us. Al, you've come, you've been here, we experienced the angels. V'achakach le'surashiz man yichud kutsh abrichu v'kineset Yisrael. Then, amim lehem tzedchim l'shalom. You say to them, bye. Is that amazing? Come now to tonight, you're going to think, oh, it's a bit of a different table of Shabbat now that we have. We have a different table of Shabbat. The malachim are here, malachei hashoret, the same malachim that came to the Rabbonim in the Gemara Chagiga Yudalit. They're coming here tonight as well. And this, Rabotai, this links very well to our parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have sent whoever he wants to Avraham Avinu. He can send a man, he can send whatever he wants. He's the one, three, we know why there's three different malachim, we explained it, very nice. But Avraham Avinu is a chole. He doesn't need to do anything. He can sit down and he's patur. When I teach the students in the schools and the universities, it was once, a few years ago, in one of the universities, there was a program, it was actually IT, computer studies. And the university students got there, and I had a student that was didn't know very much, and was very worried that he's coming to the test and he doesn't know. And so what's going to happen is he's going to fail. What does he do? He prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's praying, he's trying to learn as much as he can, but he's in a bit of a panic. What happened at the end of the day? At the end of the day, he got the paper and he started to look through the paper, and they gave him the answers. They gave him the answers. The filler works. They gave him the answers. Eventually, it turned out that the entire university was given the questions and the answers. Questions and the answers. Now, you're a student, you didn't know much, you're given this question and answers, and basically they ended up saying, okay, you could have got either a choice, you can either do it at home, or again in a month's time, or we'll give you based on the year. What's basically happened over COVID times with a lot of students? How happy would you be? Baruch Hashem, I'll take, if you did okay during the year, but you just didn't know about the exam, I'll take what I did during the year, chalas, shalom al Yisrael. Patur min amizim, you don't need to do anything, Avraham Avinu, you don't need to go out there. But Avraham is chasing mitzvot. And when he chases mitzvah, he begins to come to a different level. He becomes to a level which is so great, the malachei Hashem doesn't send anybody. And he hasn't sent out, he didn't find anybody, he's patur. You don't need to wear tefillin today, you don't need to do this, you don't need to do anything. Patur. Chatan is patur from Arvid Shammai, okay. But he wants to go out there. And he's looking and he's searching for a mitzvah. That's the difference between a person that's, I'm worried, I'm yiras Hashem, but avat Hashem. He's gone there, he's mevakeh be'echalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what I want. I want you. Where are you? Where can I? Bikur cholim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him the three malachim. Rabotai, there was a story in the war, World War II. There were two friends that came into the camps, and they were working in the labor camps, and at one stage, one of the person, his shoes, on his right side, his shoelace, his boot, whatever he was wearing, his boot lace got caught in one. As they were going out, they would cut the wood, and it got caught and snapped. Now he had his boot was open. He was working like that for a few days until one of the Nazis, Yimach Shamam, saw him, and he said, "Doesn't work like this. You don't have shoelaces. Take off the boot. Take off the boot." It was freezing cold. I think it's cold now. It's freezing cold. It was snowing. It was shedding everything. He had to work with one boot, left boot on, right boot off, freezing. You can imagine after a few days already bleeding, and all the terrible stuff. But he had to continue, he had to live. His friend had smuggled into the camp a gem. And he had this gem as backup. And his friend also had boots that were also going bad. But Baruch Hashem, he had the laces, everything was okay. But they were just, after a while, they were terrible. They were worn out. He asked one of the Nazi guards, "If I get you a special gem, can you bring? Let's do a masal matan. Keep it quiet." And he managed to convince the guard to bring him something, and he gave him the gem. The Nazi guard went and brought him not just any boots. He brought him top boots, fur and this, the best. Got a covered. He comes now. He's got his new boots. So he wants to wear his boots. And he sees his friend bleeding and this. So he said, okay, I'll give my friend the old boots. He comes to give his friend with the old boots. And then at that moment, he turns his mind. He said, you know what? I'm going to give him the new boots. He goes and he says, hey, b'chavod, take these boots. And the friend says, are you crazy? I can do with the old boots. Just give me your old boots. I'm in pain. No, take them. And he insisted. He gave him the new boots. He stayed with the old boots, and his friend now had these new, beautiful boots. He got better. They survived the war. The one who gave the boots, the one who was kind enough to give the boots, the one with the gem, ended up moving to America, became very, very wealthy. The other one moved to Eretz Yisrael. After a few years or whatever it was, the one from Eretz Yisrael, the one in America receives a package. He opens the package. What does he see? He sees the fur boots. Fur boots. He says, there's a message from his friend. Thank you so much. I don't need these anymore. I just wanted to thank you for saving my life, for being there. And he tells him where he is. The guy's amazed. He calls him up. You must come to America. I'm paying. He brings him over. He pays for him for a week. He's there. He takes him around. He gives him the VIP treatment. And then at the end of the day, he says to him, take these boots back now. Take these fur boots back with you. He said, no, I'm not taking them. You gave them to me. He said, I don't need them. He brings them to his dining room and he says, come in, let me show you something. Takes him over here. He says, you see, I've got a becher over here. I've got a nice menorah. I've got all the silverware. It's beautiful. Then he noticed in the middle he's got these boots. He says, remember these boots? These old tatty boots? They're here. They're on my daf over here next to the becher, next to the menorah. These are the boots that I survived the war with. These are the boots that mean a lot to me. I don't need those boots. You take those boots, you take care of those boots. These are the boots that are going to take me to Olam Haba. Rabotai, sometimes in life, it's good to do the mitzvot, but sometimes we all have the times when we can go me'al u'me'eva. We can go that extra bit. Vayarotz Avraham. Avraham goes and he runs together. He doesn't have to. It's patur min ha-mitzvot, that's okay. But he wants to go and he wants to do it. Shabbat comes. And there's the Shekhinah is there, that extra time that we can experience that extra holiness of Malachim are zapping in tonight. And that is why we're going to welcome them in and say Shalom Aleichem. Wishing you a great Shabbat Shalom.